The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajeem bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. We welcome our viewers of Bandini channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, on this program we discussed various challenges that the youth do face. Sometimes those challenges are actually extended to the rest of society as well. So we tried to find Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. And on this program too, inshallah azawajal, we are going to be discussing one of those challenges as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome it. But before we go any further into our discussion, let's first motivate ourselves to recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and prepare ourselves to reap the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal through that salawat. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salawat upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So if we want the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, which we do, we all do want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the way to receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by reciting salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So our topic of discussion today is the harms of greed. Yes, the harms of greed has caused much harm to many people, and it's a feeling that does tend to grow within us as we grow as well. And so it's important to identify the harms of greed and find ways to take ourselves away from that greed so that we may move away from the harms of that greed as well. So inshallah azza wa jal, that's going to be our topic of discussion. But first let's listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's refresh our spirits. Let us increase our closeness to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increase our yearning to visit the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. And increase our yearning to act upon the blessed sunnah of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So stay tuned, enjoy this kalam, and immediately after this kalam we'll get back into our topic of discussion. Inshallah azza wa jalla, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam.
Ya rasul Allah, ya habib Allah, ya rasul Allah. वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे, उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया, उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया. वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे, वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे, उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया, के टुकड़ों को जोड़ दे, उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया, उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया. वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे, जो अली की असर सजा हुई, तो वो वक्त पर ही अदा हुई. जो अली असर कज़ा हुई, जो अली की असर कज़ा हुई, तो वो वक्त पर ही अदा हुई, तो वो वक्त पर ही अदा हुई. छुपे आफताब को मोड़ दे, छुपे आफताब को मोड़ दे, उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया, उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया. वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे, उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया, वो फिर उसके کو توڑ دے, رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ,
رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ, رخ نار ان کے غلام کو لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ, لیے جا رہے وہ ملائکہ, وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں, وہ پکڑ کے خلد کو موڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت غیب خدا,
وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ, وہ نبی کی مٹھی کا معجزہ کہ وما رمیت غیب خدا, کہ وما رمیت غیب خدا, وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں, وہ نگاہ کفر کی پھوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں,
لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی,
لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, لکھو نازش ان کا یہ معجزہ کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, کہ کسی کی آنکھ نکل گئی, وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں, وہ لعاب پاک سے جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ پھر اس کے شکروں کو جوڑ دیں, انہیں اختیار دیا گیا, وہ جو چاہے چاند کو توڑ دیں.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm sure you've enjoyed the beautiful na'at and enjoying listening to the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enjoying reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a sign that alhamdulillah, Allah azza wa jal has blessed us with a strong love for His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal bless us with the yearning, the motivation, the enthusiasm of acting upon the blessed sunnah of that beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who we love so dearly. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now our topic of discussion, as we've mentioned, is the harms of greed Yes, the harms of greed, this feeling, this desire of always wanting more, always being desirous of having the next thing, and then the next thing, and then the next thing, always wanting more and more of the dunya. And yes, how harmful is this? How harmful is this? There is a beautiful story that has been mentioned by Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Ali Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He mentioned that there was a person who had a snake. A snake came into his house and the snake had laid a golden egg. Yes, a little egg, but of gold. And so this person was so excited. He got so happy that, wow, this snake is now going to be a means of my wealth. It's now going to be a means of me becoming wealthy. And so, even though it was a snake, and he knows that it's likely that it could be venomous, it could have poison, it could cause my destruction, but he felt the love for the dunya, the love for wealth, overpowering him. And so he decided, I'll keep the snake. And as the snake lays more eggs of gold, I will become more and more wealthy. So as time went on, the snake would sometimes lay an egg of gold, and this person would get very happy, get very excited. After some months had passed, the snake bit the goat of this person, and the goat had died. Now this person realized how venomous the snake is. He realized how dangerous the snake could be for him. But nonetheless, he made some excuses that, it bit the goat, at least we are still safe, and look at the benefit that we are receiving. We are receiving more and more gold from the snake because the snake keeps laying golden eggs. So he kept the snake anyway. After some time, the snake bit his donkey and the donkey died. So how venomous the snake was that an animal as large as the donkey had also died. This was the point at which he could have realized that I need to remove the snake, but the greed for the wealth of this world, the greed for gold, had overcome him. And he decided that I'm still receiving lots of benefit from the golden eggs of the snake, and therefore I'm going to keep the snake. So time passed like that, and after some time, the snake bit his servant, and his servant died. Again, it was an opportunity for him to realize the danger of the snake, but the greed for the gold of this dunya had overpowered him, and he had decided to keep the snake. Some time passed again, and then the snake bit his son, and his son died. Now it was time for him to realize that I need to get rid of the snake, but still the greed for the wealth of the world had overpowered his heart, and he still kept the snake. Now he started speaking to his relatives, his family members, and they were giving him advice that he should get rid of the snake, but he still wanted to keep the snake. After some time, the snake bit his wife, and his wife had also died. This was a great opportunity for him to learn that the snake is destructive, but he didn't pay heed, and it was taking life after life. Some time had passed, and just when he felt that, it took the life of my goat, my donkey, my servant, my son, and now my wife, I think maybe I do need to get rid of the snake. But the snake now laid a pearl instead of a golden egg. And then he started to make excuses for the snake. He started to tell his friends and family that, see, the snake changed. The nature of things do change. People do change. Their ways do change. And so too, the snake perhaps it's changing its nature. Now it's no longer laying golden eggs, now it's laying pearls. And pearls too are valuable. So perhaps it's also lost its poison. So at some point, he dug a hole within his home and he placed all the golden eggs and the pearls in that and he covered it and he lay upon it. And as some time passed, the snake bit him, the owner of the house, and he too laid there in pain, screaming and crying. His friends and family came to him to see what happened to him, and they had realized that this venomous snake had now bitten him as well, and he is also in his last moments. In those last moments, he tried to dig up the gold and to dig up the pearls that the snake had laid, but it was of no benefit to him. That gold and those pearls were just going to be passed on to other people. and he didn't receive any benefit from it. However, he too, within a short while, had breathed his last, and he too died. My honorable viewers of Madani Channel, do we see from the story that had been narrated regarding the greed of this man, how dangerous greed usually is? Yes, being greedy for the dunya causes much difficulty for us. It causes our destruction. It harms us very much. But we constantly make excuses that no, it's good in some way. No, it helps us in another way. Yet this very greed is venomous. It is poisonous. It is going to remove the happiness that we could have. It is going to remove happiness from our life. It's going to cause destruction of family units. It's going to cause destruction of our family members. It's going to cause destruction of our homes. Yes, this greed is very dangerous. It is a venom. It is a poison, and we have to identify it and work ourselves away from it. It's a natural feeling that does overpower the heart. Yes, and shaitan clings onto it, and shaitan tries to fuel this feeling of greed. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Holy Quran, وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحُّ, translation from Kanzul Iman, and the heart is trapped in greed. Yes, the heart is trapped in greed. Human beings feel this way. We have an inclination towards the dunya and its comforts. The heart is trapped in greed. We are always making excuse upon excuse as to why we should continue feeding our greed. But at some point, we know very well that that greed is going to destroy us. There are many types of greed. Some people think greed is only for wealth. But no, it's not only for wealth. There is greed for wealth. People have greed for food, people have greed for items, people have greed for houses, for properties, for status, for fame, for businesses, etc., etc., and the list goes on. Just having this covetous nature of always wanting more, of always desiring more, and that greed makes a person run and run. It causes the person to chase the world continuously. It causes this person to chase the wealth of the world. It causes this person to chase after worldly people and to become subservient to those people. And eventually, it does lead to this person getting used and becoming disgraced. Yes, that is the effect of that greed. That when you are greedy for wealth of the world, you start looking up to people who have the wealth of the world. You start running after those people. You start becoming subservient to those people. And those people will just use you and get rid of you. They just use the greedy person and then they dump the greedy person. And unfortunately, that very greedy person sits without anything, and he sits without his honor as well, because he's thrown his honor away in that way of chasing after the wealthy people and the wealth of the world. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It's important to take this feeling out of the heart. And when it is out of the heart, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will live more freely. But when this feeling is in the heart, then we are constantly chasing. Then it's a never-ending chase. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that nothing will fill the belly of insan, nothing will fill the stomach of mankind except the sand of the qabr, except the sand of the grave. That human beings will chase after wealth, but that chase, when is it going to end? We think, let me just achieve this and then it will end. Let me just achieve that and then I will sit back. Let me just accomplish this and then I won't have to remain in this rat race anymore. But the chase just goes on. The moment we achieve our first goal, we have the next one. The moment we achieve that goal, we have the next one waiting. The moment we get this business started, we want to start the next business. The moment we get this property, we want the next property. The moment we have this vehicle, we want that vehicle. And that greed just keeps growing and growing and growing. And the person finds themselves stuck in this continuous covetous cycle of trying to gather more and more of the dunya, as if he's going to take all of it with him into the qabr, as if he's going to rest in that until the day of judgment. But we all know very clearly, we all know very well that we are not going to take any of that. That we are leaving all of that behind and we are going forth only with our a'mal. Thus Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would advise that you send a'mal forth. That you send a'mal forth, that even if you have wealth, give sadaqah in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Once someone came to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is wrong with me? I don't like death. I don't desire that I should die. What has happened to me in today's time? What would we say? That's normal. Who wants to die? Everyone wants to stay in the world. That's how it seems in today's day and age. But the Sahaba Ikram thought differently. They felt that this world is not our place. We want the Akhirah, and we're supposed to want the Akhirah. So if we have a feeling in our hearts that we feel like remaining within the dunya, within the world, then there's something wrong with us. What an advice Rasulullah ﷺ had given. Rasulullah ﷺ had advised that send your wealth forth to the Akhirah. Send your wealth forth to the Akhirah. Give sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Send your wealth forth for the Akhirah. For a man's heart is with his wealth. For a man's heart is with his wealth. That if he sends it forward for the Akhirah, he wants to go and meet it. But if he keeps it here in the dunya, he doesn't want to leave it. Allahu Akbar. And this desire and this greed and holding on to greed, holding on to desire for the dunya, it has destroyed many before us. How can we think that it won't destroy us? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that continue refraining from greed, continue staying away from greed, because it is greed that had destroyed the previous nations. It is greed that had destroyed the previous nations. It had provoked them to tell lies, and thus they lied. It had encouraged them towards cruelty, and thus they were cruel. It had encouraged them towards breaking ties with their family members, and thus they had broken ties with their family members as well. How much of destruction we see greed has put people into who came before us. How do we think that it's not going to cause the same destruction to us? Allahu Akbar. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that two hungry wolves when set upon a flock of she goats do not cause as much harm as the greed for wealth and the greed for status causes to one's deen. Imagine two hungry wolves set upon a flock of goats, how much of destruction they will do, how much destruction they will cause upon that flock of goats. How many goats they would destroy, how many goats they would kill, how they would cause them to scatter. But so much of destruction. Still, the greed for the wealth of the world and the greed for status within dunya causes more destruction to one's deen, to one's religion, than those two hungry goats could cause to that entire flock. And so it's of utmost importance that we stay away from that greed, that we remove that greed from our hearts. For indeed, the one who has been saved from that greed, then indeed such a person is very successful. Such a person is a successful person. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said in the Holy Quran, وَمَن يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And whoever is saved from the greed of his soul, it is they who are successful. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And how are we going to save ourselves? Or how are we going to be saved from greed? The beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has advised us. Our pious predecessors have advised us. Our ulama Karam advise us that if we want to remove greed from our hearts and we want to fill our hearts with contentment, then look towards those who have less than us in the dunya. Look towards those who have less than us within this world. The one who is driving a vehicle, he is desirous of the next vehicle. If he only looks towards one who doesn't have a vehicle, he will become content with his vehicle. The one who does not have a vehicle may desire that he should have a vehicle. If only he looks towards the one who does not have legs to walk upon, he will be content with the legs that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him. We can always see those around us that don't have as much as us. And that would cause us to be content with that which Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with the tawfiq of being content and removing greed from our hearts. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove greed from our hearts and the effect of greed from our lives. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.